Chapter 1. My ex is a douche. A point made all the more clear when I bump into Stacy McCarran at the Forever 21 in the mall.
Lexi,
she drawls, flipping her long, bleached blonde hair over her shoulder and putting on a sympathetic pout.
I was so sorry to hear about you and Rick.
It's a lie, and she knows I know it. She was after Rick the whole time we were in high school, and from the knowing smirk underneath that fake pout, I'm guessing they've already done the deed. I wonder if she even waited an hour after we broke up to call him. Sam steps away from the rack she's perusing, holding a sheer black tank top with beading around the low V-neck.
Stacy,
she sneers, stepping up next to me. Katie is next to her, glaring thorns at Stacy. I can always count on my friends to circle the wagons. I shrug. Things happen. Like your boyfriend of 3.5 years turning into a cheating bastard when you aren't paying attention. Yeah, things happen.
Well,
she drawls, flicking through a rack of cotton shorts.
Everyone was shocked. We all thought you two would end up married.
So did I. Rick and I had talked about marriage. When I came home for summer break after freshman year, he was the one who brought it up. He was the one who started talking about where we should live after we graduated from college. We'd been voted the couple most likely to make it in our senior yearbook. I'd scribbled my name on countless scraps of paper, trying to decide whether to hyphenate or just change my last name from Banks to Hamilton. So when Sam texted me she'd heard that Rick was seeing someone at school, I chalked it up to the rumor mill. It wasn't the rumor mill. Or it was, I guess. It was a combination of my boyfriend being an asshat and the rumor mill. When I got accepted to Notre Dame, there was no question I was going there because, one, it's a great school, and two, it's Catholic, which my parents insisted on, but it's also, three, really far away. A whole bunch of our classmates, including Rick, went to San Jose State because it's so close to home. I guess Rick was too stupid to realize that you can't screw half the campus when the place is swarming with friends of your girlfriend and not have a single one of them notice. So the rumor spread. The stupid thing? Rick gave me a promise ring for Christmas. He did the whole spiel about how I was the love of his life and he knew we'd spend the rest of our lives together. Blah, blah, blah. The stupidest thing? I fell for it. Until we were in his bed the night after Christmas. We were technically engaged to be engaged, so I felt justified reading through his texts when he got up to go to the bathroom and peel off his condom. Yes, it was a douchey thing to do, so maybe I'm a douche too, but it wasn't just what Sam had said. People were looking at us funny when we went to a party at Rick's best friend's house the day after I got home. It was like they were all whispering behind my back, and some of my friends were shooting me sympathetic glances, even though no one said anything. I was feeling super paranoid. So I looked. Not only were there texts from at least 3 different girls, but a few pictures, too. The pictures were mostly of him sitting with girls in his lap or dancing. In one, he was kissing a blonde with big boobs, but it didn't look like more than just a peck on the lips. Bad, but not totally incriminating. But the texts. Some of those were pretty raunchy. I didn't have time to read them all, but I scanned enough of one conversation to know that the rumors were true. My heart scrunched itself into a tiny knot, and my chest was so empty. I didn't even hurt right at that second. The hurt came later and stayed for a really long time. Just then, in Rick's bedroom, humiliation filled the empty space instead. I was sitting on the edge of his bed, holding his phone in my hand, when he came back from the bathroom. You fucked her in your chemistry lab? Seriously? His eyes went wide, and all the blood drained from his face.
It's not what you think.
Adrenaline rushed my bloodstream at his denial, and I shook with rage. Really? That's the best you can do?
Lexi, she's psycho. She, like, stalks me all the time.
I turned the phone and swiped through the texts.
Which one? Becky? Gina? Or is Helena the stalker?
He grimaced and rubbed a hand down his face.
Shit.
I hurled the phone at him, and it hit his shoulder and ricocheted off. He didn't even grab for it on its way to the floor, where it bounced off his foot onto the carpet.
You son of a bitch,
I growled, yanking my clothes on.
Lexi, wait,
he said as I pushed past him to the door. I spun and flung his ring in his face.
Screw you!
And that was the end of 3.5 years with Rick. He called and texted almost every day during the spring semester, but I deleted them all without looking. My friends from home were good about avoiding the topic in their texts, so it became easy to pretend Rick had never existed. I was 2,000 miles away, and he couldn't just pop by and surprise me, so I felt reasonably safe. But when an opportunity to get even farther away and spend my junior year abroad in Italy came up, I jumped all over it.